This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much. Round about this time, you know that every Thursday, round about this time, we check in with Future Media News. We check in with either David Bishop, the Minister of News, or we check in with the Deputy Minister of News, Abudi Leonard. Leonard, how are you doing today?
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Fresh FM listeners. I'm good, Mantor. You good?
I am fantastic. I mean, look at the weather.
I know.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, we are thinking about discounts on taxi fares. Vooral dies wat moes nou sê, kom tot by die huis, ek sal betaal. Yango, I think, is considering that as well. I never said that. This conversation never happened.
Well, look, it's been a dramatic couple of days, isn't it? The last week or so in terms of news.
Oh, my word. Locally, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
We've not been keeping tabs on whatever we feel is important.
Of course.
That we'd like to bring to everybody's attention today. So we're going to take it a little bit serious. World Diabetes Day was on the 14th, 2 days ago. Sadly, the Cancer Association that we spoke to, Rolf Hansen, said, as they do cancer tests, they have incorporated a little bit of diabetes testing. And to their shock, persons that come for cancer breast testing or any form of cancer were later on diagnosed, or rather they were referred to hospital. But just by way of a prick, it was diagnosed, or they were diagnosed with diabetes, either type 1 or type 2. And if it goes untreated, unfortunately, the consequences are quite dire. We're talking about limbs being removed because of the consequences of the disease, because of glucose levels, most know. So that's quite serious. We are urging Namibians, wherever you are, if you have certain symptoms that are related to what you feel is cancer, that could be diabetes, just run a small test, man, at your local health facility and just get that done, please.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Secondly, upon a more serious topic, just yesterday, a chaos broke out at the Ngweze Community Hall in Katima.
I saw footage of that. What happened there?
The basis of the story is the residents feel, why did the local council, which is the municipality, endorse Red Force to be their debt collector? They have voiced opinions in terms of Red Force's way of doing it.
Yeah.
It's too harsh, amai toch? So this is not only prevalent in Katima, unfortunately, where Walvis Bay, Okahanja, Windhoek is also standing up to this to say it's too harsh.
Red Force is a debt collecting company.
It's a debt collecting company.
It's been contracted by the municipalities to...
Across the country, yes, to basically get their money back. Persons owe 50, 60, 70 thousands plus in whichever town you look at. And if you look at the country's unemployment, it will not be paid in time. So a lot of...
Realistically, if we are to be
very honest. If you look at it, yes. Yeah. So a lot of people have proposed through their community leaders, can we not write off the debt? Which is fair. I mean, we have a country now. The Minister Utoni made a controversial remark recently in Walvis Bay, which shocked local leaders in Windhoek.
Utoni again?
Yes. He said at a Walvis Bay meeting, you know what? I don't know why the municipalities are contracting Red Force to do this. Can you not speak to the community and find other ways? Whereas when the Karutura residents got up to meet him on the 19th of July, that's not what he said.
What he said?
He then also referred them back to the municipalities to find a solution. Ire, gaan toch, gaan praat julle eerst daar. So it's unfortunate that this is happening with local leadership, and that's what the ministerial response is. We spoke to Sean Garisep, the Karutura Central Community Leader, who feels the comment is unfair. And obviously, we're going to have more on this story in our 12 midday news bulletin
today now
on Future Media, on Fresh FM 103.5 Nova, and Radio Wave as well. So unfortunately, that's that. The biggest shock for the Namibian nation was Sebastian Daitunga's appointment as Ohangwena Region's governor.
Where did that come from? I swear, when I saw that, I'm like, somebody to make this sense for me.
Yebo, because within an hour's space, most of the local media published it because they got it from the presidential office as an official statement. So that's what we look for as media houses. Once it's official, then we publish it.
Of course.
Gentlemen, we're talking about in excess of 5K comments on each media house's page in an hour. About 25% of the comments read, well done, good choice. the other 75, my good man, Fresh FM listeners, was, is he not too old? Has he not retired? There's youthful people that could replace Valdé Ndebashia as governor.
Yeah.
Obviously, the rumors are not confirmed as to why the replacement happened, but currently we are looking to Thomas Pulenge. According to reports, Thomas authored, composed, and released an audio clip pertaining to the now former governor, Valdé Ndebashia, who is accused of being involved with Eva Lina Kalimbo for a killing by the boyfriend Lawrence Dahoya. According to rumors, Ndebashia fathered the children, not the child, the children of her, which led to her boyfriend ultimately killing her and during a police arrest killing himself.
And that case is not sub judice again now, right now.
Yes. Yeah. So we are on that.
Funny enough, now that you mention that's Valdé
Ndebashia's
case, apparently he didn't even know that it was replaced, by the way, according to some media houses.
Correct.
Obviously, we stand to be corrected.
We stand to be corrected on that one as well. But the reports on other external media houses, aside from Future Media News, state that he was replaced on that reason.
Yeah, of course.
They have used the word scandal to wrap it. Again, it came as a shock that Sebastian De Tuga was invited to State House for this announcement. We do not know, and we cannot independently verify if he, before this, knew about it or not. But Alfred read it out, and, well, based on facial expressions on the Namibia Presidency's Instagram page, he looked shocked at the announcement. Yes. So, moving on, the Namibia Blood Transfusion Service made a very serious announcement last week that they are lacking, they are at critical level of blood shortage. Last week, Saturday, they held a Northern as well as Windhoek-based blood donations clinics. Again, they released a statement on Monday to say, Tohoba festive season, Namibia is toch known for road carnage, car accidents happening everywhere. Can the Namibians with especially the blood group O go to your nearest clinic and Tohoba donate blood amai for the help of those ladies who during birth perhaps lose a lot of blood, or the cancer patients, or just road accidents. So please, dear Namibians, if you can, and if you're in a healthy state physically, please go to your nearest blood donation clinic and toch do so now. Further to that, upbeat news. Jamila Ntwiras Witbion. Jamila Ntwiras.
As a matter of fact, we even have someone lined up to speak to us at 9:15 about the vote. But what's been happening there from your end?
From the Namibian side, as this 2.8 million Namibians, come on now, have decided, Kore, that is our girl, that's where our hope is. Let us talk support by going on the Facebook page of Miss Universe for the 72nd Miss Universe. And toch, please vote. There's a lady that I heard from Shaquan about that because a lot of people experienced difficulty voting via the app, because of the cost implications. And Kore, this lady took it upon herself to ask Namibians, Tare, send me the money. I will help you vote. So this is beautiful. For Namibians to gather behind this lady and want of her to become Miss Universe this year. So dear Namibians, it's beautiful. Please keep voting. If you have issues, visit the Miss Universe page. Check out your social media. Let us, you and I and others, anyone that supports Namibian or Miss Universe Namibia, or whether you're Namibian or not, please help us vote. Let's give a little bit of hope to the nation that at this point faces so much
darkness. My goodness. You know, on Jamila's point, this morning I saw one of the indicators, because there are a lot of indicators around the world.
I saw
The one indicator that I'm following placed her at fourth in terms of the votes.
I saw the popularity
vote. The popularity vote for Miss Face of Universe. So that's incredible for a tiny country.
Like 2.8 million, as I said earlier.
We shouldn't lose the momentum.
It's hectic. South Africa has over plus minus 80 million people, of which theirs is lagging behind ours.
And they're not even in the top five in terms of
Donkey. So this is something impressive. And I think as we end the week, this is something as Namibians, let's gather, let's make it possible. This is the land of the brave.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.